Hey, Surge Up. Today's broadcast is all about Colossians 3:20, which is the verse rehearse verse date for March 2nd. It's also the verse rehearse verse date for my great brother, Dan Davidson. And what a great verse to have as your birthday date, verse rehearse date. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. That's where it's at. Set your mind on things above. Set your mind on heaven. Set your mind on God. Set your mind on Jesus. Set your mind on spiritual things. You know, just a couple weeks ago, we had a verse there in Peter. I believe it was 2:24, around about that time. And it talked about to abstain from the world because you're an alien. You're literally not of this world. Petra, the rock group, the Christian rock group, had a great album called Not of This World, which ingrained in me the message of trying to place ourselves mentally in heaven. Of course, the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 1:20, our citizenship, or it might be 3:20, sorry, but I'm just driving right now, so these Bible verses are popping out at me. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there. I got to tell you, if you've never traveled internationally, you got to know that you're a guest of these other countries. You have your visa, you have your passport, you have your permission, and you know you're going back home. You remember your home country, okay? Our home country, ironically, as a Christian, is a place we haven't been to yet, but it's where we belong, okay? We are a new creation in Christ if you're a believer. You have these spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms, and your destiny, your destination is heavenly things, heavenly places, heavenly theology, total Jesus stuff, okay? And so you get bogged down by things of this world, which are part of life, driving as I am to go see my tax person as they've solved something about real estate for me. This is an earthly thing. I'm still walking through that process, going to the grocery store, putting my new shoes on, but I'm setting my mind, hopefully, what this verse is saying, is setting my mind on things above. Now, in the context of Colossians, I want to nickname Colossians the All Book. The word all is the most important and frequent word in the book of Colossians. And the first two chapters up until this third chapter says, set your mind on things above. It's talking about how the supremacy of Christ, especially in chapter 2 and chapter 1. I mean, it is saying Jesus is King. Jesus is supreme. He's been there. The creation of the world, His divine nature. Okay, this is big time theology about Jesus. And so having said this for two chapters, now the writers say, well, set your mind on things above. This is who Jesus is. Okay, McFly, like, hello, you know what I'm saying? And so my Hindu friend who became a Christian, Devakran, who I met years ago, helped me understand the significance of Colossians and Colossians chapter 1 and 2 to Hindus, because Hindus believe any one of 33 million gods. Oh, you got a god? That's great. But the supremacy of Christ in Colossians sets the table for Colossians 3:2. If I said 3:1 before, it's 3:2. Set your mind on things above. We all could use a double daily dose of looking to heaven, of meditating, not just opening your mind and letting something fill it. That's not what I'm talking about, meditation. Meditating on God's word, ruminating on His truth, reading the Psalms, and seeking God, not opening your mind to new age meditation crap. Uh-uh. Not set your minds on whatever enters it. Not open your mind up for whatever corruption can slide in and deceive you. No, above, all in the context of Colossians, hashtag preach it, on Jesus Christ, things above, the person of Jesus Christ. So read Colossians chapter 1, chapter 2, and read up to chapter 3, verse 2, and you'll get the picture on what you should be thinking about. Hey, take care. God bless. Rock on and surge up.